Welcome back to Issues Etc. Time for Issues Etc. blog of the week. A little bit later, Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's Friday, September the 26th, and we're coming to you live 1-877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, if you want your blog to be considered as one of the Issues Etc. blogs of the week, it's very simple. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. While you're there, you'll find the what page is it? I always forget what it is. Promote? Yeah, it's the promote page. Click there and you'll find the widget. The widget is a simple little badge that you can take from our website and put on your blog. And when it's there, email us at talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we will put your blog on the list of blogs that we try and visit every week as we're looking for our Issues Etc. blog of the week. What's your pick?
Mine is a blog called Creedal Crime by Pastor Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey. It's titled Confessional Lutheran. Is it just me, or is it odd that we have to qualify Lutheran with confessional? And evangelical would seem an odd qualifier as well. For what is a Lutheran but one who preaches and teaches in accord with the Book of Concord? If you are not preaching and teaching in accord with the Book of Concord, how can you call yourself Lutheran? I guess that would make you a cafeteria Lutheran, to borrow a term. Preaching and teaching according to your own fancy? I think St. Paul had something to say about that. There will come a time when men will not put up with sound doctrine, but gather teachers to say what they want to hear. That's my Issues Etc. blog of the week, Creedal Crime by Pastor Gary in Bridgeton, New Jersey. And we've talked about this many times. Don't give our opponents the term Lutheran. We're Lutheran. You're not.
Right. I mean, I think it's that simple. Now, sometimes you got to use the qualifiers, but I think you're right. Should we afford those who are less than Lutheran the honor of calling themselves Lutheran? And I agree with you, Jeff. And with the blog of the week, no. Here's mine. It's a blog, very interesting blog, called Sweet Tea and Theology, that if it's a worth your visit for only one reason, it's the quote that's at the top of the blog itself. The question is not, am I good enough to be a Christian? Rather, the question is, am I good enough not to be? But there's another good reason to visit. It's a post there this week called Issues Etc. versus KFUO AM Stats. I'll let it speak for itself. Just go there when you find the link at our website, issuesetc.org, where we post our Issues Etc. blog picks of the week. Go there and see for yourself. He's got charts. He's got graphs. He's done the research. And it's very interesting conclusions that one can draw from this post at Sweet Tea and Theology called Issues Etc. versus KFUO AM Stats. That's my Issues Etc. blog post for this week.